This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Less than 14% of Louisiana's 3 million registered voters cast ballots in Saturday's statewide election, but they sent the treasurer's race to a runoff next month between Democrat Derek Edwards and Republican John Schroeder.
We're going to be in a runoff with a Democrat out of New Orleans, and it's far from just a given because somehow we have to get people to come out and vote again later on in November.
Schroeder spent the most money in the race, over $600,000.
We had a few tense moments, especially how much it cost to run one of these goofy campaigns.
Edwards spent less than $6,000. UL Lafayette political science professor Pearson Cross says there is a reservoir of support for Democratic candidates that is unshakable.
In this case, Derek Edwards got about 30% of the vote statewide, which is about what you'd expect, just based on the number of people who will not vote for a Republican under any circumstances.
Another interesting statistic from Saturday, there were more total votes on each of the constitutional amendments than in the state treasurer race. Cross suggests
people aren't really that clear on what the treasurer does. The candidates didn't help very much by kind of covering up what they actually do in an effort to woo voters.
All three amendments passed, locking more money away from the legislature's spending power. Cross says,
what we see with all three of these amendments is that really the voters don't trust government to do the right thing with their money. For a long time now, people have been running against government, talking about how it's bad, it's wasting your money, and people have got the message.
And it's certainly the message that Schroeder will continue to use. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and the Louisiana Book Festival, downtown Baton Rouge, October 28th, louisianabookfestival.org.